My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman, at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
As we do at this time every week, we talk real estate with the good lads from Chisholm and Gayman Bayside. Not in the studio today, they are flat out this morning. Good morning, Torsten Casper.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. We've had another great week. So it's been an exciting week and obviously... As we all know, we've actually finally got some clarity on the election and hopefully some clarity where the country's headed as well.
Absolutely. And I've got Sam on the phone as well. Hi, Sam.
Hello, Eddie.
Are you well?
Yes, I am. I am very well. I didn't have any no auctions yesterday because I'm about to launch a few campaigns, but I had a great, certainly great auction the previous weekend. We sold a beautiful home, renovated home with a pool for about the mid-two mark.
Nice.
Yeah, we're about to launch a few exciting ones, which will be good.
So, gentlemen, what are we talking about today?
Well, Eddie, we've had a lot of questions come in during the week from our listeners via email and actually a few via SMS, actually, just asking what is the outlook for the property market now that the election has been decided. And it's a really pertinent one because one of the fundamental differences between the Labor Party and the Coalition in this current election has been all the discussion around negative gearing. Now,
yep.
The Labor Party were going to fundamentally change the rules around negative gearing, and the Coalition were going to maintain the current status quo. So what we're already finding is that there are an increase in phone calls for investment properties, the what we call traditional stock. So
sure.
For those that are new listeners, today a lot of our listeners have been educated over the journey that we have what we call traditional stock, which is apartments and buildings that have been sort of built dating back in the 20s, 30s, right through to the 90s. Anything that is the millennium onwards, you know, is what we refer to as the newer stock levels. And in fact, that was going to become even further younger in the sense under the Labor rules and in relation to negative gearing was only going to be available to those that had a property that was 5 years or younger. So,
sure.
So really, that's had a big impact in the areas that we deal with because we've got a number of properties that were built in the 60s and 50s and 30s apartments. And the answer is prior to the election, the calls and interest in those from an owner-occupier point of view was strong, but the investment calls had really dropped away because people were waiting to see whether their choices were going to be dramatically altered by a change in negative gearing. But now that the Coalition has been re-elected, we've actually instantly seen calls for those properties from investors and buyer advocacy firms increase significantly.
This is My Real Estate, back in a tick.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman, at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate. All thanks to Chisholm and Gayman, we know Bayside. 9531 1245, the one central number to call. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. Chisholm and Gayman, 9531 1245. Four offices, where are they, Sam?
Eddie, they are in Port Melbourne, Elwood, Blackrock and Mount Martha.
And Sammy, we continue.
Yes, Eddie, so just in terms of recapping on what Torsten was talking about with the effect of the election, how we're seeing the forecasting, we've already experienced great buyer depth at our open for inspections. And, you know, we auctioned a property, I think we've talked about it, we auctioned a property that was two side-by-side Victorians that sold, you know, for $3.5 million with five bidders the day after the election.
And wasn't it well over reserve?
Well over reserve,
yep.
Very, absolutely. And there's been a really great breadth of confidence. So we, you know, for example, yesterday we had a property in Hampton, a villa unit. You know, we've been averaging between 15 and 20 groups at the opens there. And we've seen some houses that we've just launched where we're getting, you know, upwards of 20 groups. So there's a lot of people out and about looking to buy, and that's giving us some great confidence. That brings me to a bit of a Q&A question. That's one that's come from Cathy in Beaumaris, and Cathy's asked us...
Look, good morning, Cathy, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. We love an avid listener and a raving fan, Cathy. So thank you for listening. Just in terms of Cathy's question, she's just asked, Torsten and Sam, I'm thinking of selling in spring. When's the best time to sell? And I think that's a great question, Cathy, because there's a number of people who have been probably waiting for the spring market and trying to determine when they should put their property on for sale.
But surely spring is the best time to sell, isn't it, Sammy?
Sometimes, Eddie, you know, winter clearance rates have been strong, and statistically speaking, you know, that's certainly been the case. So if Cathy is looking at selling in spring, it's perhaps a good idea to always look at the key dates, because if you have a garden that's reliant on spring, that's certainly the best time to sell. You're gonna, you know, your flowers are going to be in bloom, everything's going to be looking good. Often if you have a property that relies on natural light, spring is the best time to get it on the market.
Wouldn't autumn be also a really good time if you have deciduous trees and a garden that's reliant on the weather? Wouldn't autumn also be a good time to sell your property? You know, if you've got deciduous trees like an oak tree and the colours are changing and the leaves are falling, it makes it really homey.
Yeah, it's a beautiful time, and I think Melbourne really showcases its best, you know, when the trees are either, you know, coming into full bloom or when they're going through the changing colours.
Sure.
But look, it can certainly be property dependent, but with spring, it's worth beating the rush, and that's a big thing, because there's going to be a number of people that look at some Super Saturdays, and I think those Super Saturdays are likely to fall, you know, probably the weekend after the grand final.
Okay, pardon my ignorance, but what's a Super Saturday?
Super Saturday is when you find that most people look at putting their property on the market because it for the auction, because it falls after an event that Melbourne might be distracted by. And those sorts of events are grand final weekend, you know, and that's certainly where people switch off a little bit, and the other one being Melbourne Cup weekend. And Melbourne Cup weekend, we're really looking at Derby Day, and that's the 29th of October. So what that probably means is that if you always look at those key dates, you'll find the weekends before or the weekends after are when most people are going to look at having their auctions. And though if you're looking into forecasting into October, November, you'll find that the Super Saturdays are likely to be the 8th of October, which comes in the week after Grand Final, and also the 5th of November, which will be Stakes Day. That's after the Cup weekend.
This is My Real Estate. We'll be back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman, at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
My Real Estate continues. Torsten.
And Eddie, I guess the other important aspect to that too is there's still time for an August campaign, and one of the unique aspects of this August is there are four clear weekends. So there's no distractions, no public holidays, no school holidays. So it is a terrific time to be looking at taking advantage of the statistics that we showed a few months back, where we demonstrated, statistically speaking, Property Analytics of Australia came up with a statistic that showed that winter is 3 or 4% more likely to provide you a higher auction clearance rate because of the lack of competition and the interest in demand. Because people still move, still need to expand, still need to downsize, no matter what the months. But your competition is less than that. So, as I say, there's a really good opportunity there for you to take advantage of the August month, because there's a very, very clear line of four very good weekends to take your property to market.
Sure. Sam?
Yeah, so, Eddie, there's some really good options there for people. Make sure, Cathy, if you are thinking of selling, that you give us a call. We can let you know whether there's any pre-campaign works that you may want to do in order to maximise price, and we'd be very happy to help out from that point of view. And, Torsten, there's some exciting news for Melbourne.
Sam, Eddie, yes, there is. Look, one of the things that I've been a big advocate of is that Melbourne has genuinely become a gateway city. It means that we're an international city. We're all aware that we're one of the most livable cities in the world. And we've now have the honour of actually, there's just been an announcement that Zahir Hadid, she's arguably known as the greatest female architect of our era. She unfortunately passed away from an unexpected heart attack in March. But she has designed an incredibly beautiful 50-storey building that's going to be on the 600 Collins Street site. And it is it will become a destination tower. Melbourne hasn't had one since the Eureka Tower was built. It is, you know, arguably the closest thing that we have as one. But, you know, she is regarded as one of the finest architects of our age. And the fact that we've actually approved, that the minister has actually approved a $300 million high rise, and from memory, I think it's roughly around about the 420 apartments and about 10,000 square metres of office space and retail space will be available. So it's a really clever combination of the two entities, which Melbourne hasn't got a lot of. But it's also down at the Western End, so it's near Spencer Street Station. So it's going to be another terrific landmark for that end of Melbourne and Collins Street. And as I say, it genuinely will become a tourist attraction as one of her last designs that she designed before her untimely passing. So great news for Melbourne. That's another affirmation that international architects are wanting to work on projects, and just also that there are investors prepared to actually get these architects to work on projects to make Melbourne one of the greatest cities in the world.
Torsten, anything to leave us with?
Yeah, well, Eddie, just that the consistency of the clearance rates has just been terrific. To see clearance rates sitting in that mid-70s for such a sustained period has to give everyone some confidence. I think a crystal ball gazing, I think now that we've got the election out of the way, there's some clarity as to which way the property market's going to go. We're getting great news about where home loans are. And as I say, there are so many genuine home loans sitting in that sort of mid to high 3-point mark. So terrific affordability for everyone. So we see a great end to the year.
Sam, Torsten, thank you. We'll do it all again next week.
Well, Eddie, looking forward to seeing you, but I'm away for a couple of weeks, actually. So.
Oh, you're going on a holiday?
Yes, I'm taking Kate over to Hawaii. So,
oh, lovely.
Looking forward to it.
Well, have a great trip, Sammy. We'll see you when you get back.
And we'll look after the show, Eddie.
Indeed, yeah. We'll look after the ship there, Torsten. This has been My Real Estate.
Wherever you go, say hello.
1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.